made in Brisbane for Brisbane. You're listening to Sophie Formica on 882 4BC.
And it is lovely to have your company on this Friday afternoon. Kelvin Ganek is joining me now on the line, Managing Director of Ganek and Associates. Good afternoon to you, Kelvin.
Hey, Sophie, how are you?
I'm really well, thank you. And I have to admit, Kelvin, that I, like so many other people, have been completely mesmerised by this case out of Victoria. It's been more than 3 months since the mysterious mushroom lunch. And after a lot of speculation, Victoria Police yesterday laid charges. And we know, what we know is that Erin Patterson invited people to lunch on July the 29th, including her in-laws. There were also some friends there, Ian and Heather Wilkinson. And her ex-husband, Simon, was invited, but he cancelled and didn't go. Everyone was served this beef Wellington, which was obviously a fillet of beef, and it was covered in like a mushroom sauce, and it was rolled in flaky pastry, and she claims the guests were allowed to choose their own plates. Based on her version of events, Kelvin, she took whatever dish was left over. And then, of course, what we know is things went downhill. Those guests became ill. They were hospitalised. Don and Gail Patterson passed away. So did Heather Wilkinson. Ian Wilkinson was fighting for his life. He spent 6-7 weeks in hospital and is still recovering. She says that she also sought medical treatment, Erin Patterson, for her stomach pains. Her two kids were not at home for that lunch. Can you tell us, you know, what happens next and how complex this is for investigators, given that months have passed since police began investigating this particular case?
Yes, Sophie, very complex case. We're just all speculating, of course, because we're not in the inner circle of that investigation. But gathering evidence, and I think I've spoken many times on your show about this element of intent that exists in criminal law. So we now know that Erin's been charged with 3 counts of murder and 2 counts of attempted murder from that lunch event, 3 more from 2021 and 2022. So investigators will be gathering evidence, attempting to gather evidence to establish that element of intent, and that is that Erin Patterson did what she did that day with those mushrooms with the intent to kill Gail, Don, Heather, Ian and Simon.
And because Simon was invited and didn't go to the lunch, is that the additional attempted murder charge?
Yeah, it would appear so. Like I said, it's very difficult to do anything but speculate at this point in time. But if all that planning did occur and simply he did not attend the lunch, then it is definitely possible as a matter of law that could substantiate an attempted murder charge. So everything here focuses around that element of intent, because she hasn't been charged with manslaughter, which is causing the death of someone, but not intentionally.
Interesting. You know, we talk about what happened in the past, and you mentioned the husband allegedly becoming ill because of other meals that had been served. Well, that'll play a big part in what happens next too.
Yeah, that's right. So the whole history of events, that 2021-2022 charge of attempted murder was what first took, once we found out what happened yesterday, first took my attention, to be honest, because then we're talking about other events apart from this one lunch event that happened in late July, early this year. Mm. So if that is the case, then that strengthens the prosecution case around that element of intention that I keep speaking about.
To date, I don't think there's any clarity on where the mushrooms came from. I know that the Herald Sun reports police are waiting on complex toxicology reports to confirm exactly, you know, that the deaths were due to eating the death cap mushrooms, but there's still no clarity over where they came from.
No, and I've been reading those reports as well, and I think there's some reports that they're from a store, some from an Asian vegetable shop as well. So, and that's why one would think the investigation has taken the 3 months it has, because in a case like this, the police would not have been able to act without some admissions or direct evidence of the intention, without going through that process of getting whatever samples they took tested. And obviously we know as of yesterday there was a comprehensive search executed on the address where at least the reports show property being seized, which will require further analysis, I would have thought.
And finally, Calvin, there was a lot of talk about the dehydrator, particularly one that ended up in a rubbish tip. Any suggestion at this point whether or not there's evidence of mushrooms in that dehydrator?
I haven't read anywhere in the reports that that is the case, but the relevance of that moving forward is obviously if there is any scientific evidence obtained from that, and then the fact that it was disposed of, whether the prosecution can rely on that act as being a evidence of guilt moving forward by Aaron in the proceedings.
Yeah, and more broadly, Calvin, you know, I think this has obviously captured everybody's fascination because it is so different to anything that we've heard about.
That's right. And, you know, unfortunately, there's been a number of cases over the last few years, especially with the way social media and reporting has developed, that these types of investigations and offences capture the community's attention. And I guess, unfortunately, this looks like it'll be one of those cases for the next possibly couple of years before it gets to trial.
Yeah, Calvin, you're right. And I will just say again, Aaron Patterson's been charged with 3 counts of murder, 5 of attempted murder relating to that lunch and others. Earlier incidents, as Calvin just mentioned, involving her ex-husband. She's not been convicted. The allegations have not been tested in court and she is innocent until proven otherwise. Thank you for your time this afternoon.
No worries, Sophie. Thank you.
That is Calvin Ganek, Managing Director of Ganek and Associates.